Welcome to the final panel of the day. My name is Chris Maurin. I'm president of the Acton Institute in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, when we were kids, my older brother once declared that when he grew up, he wanted to be a Catholic priest. When pressed for a reason, he said, "Catholic priests have a great job. They work one day a week, and the other six, they can go fishing." Also, in my youth, I had a similar misunderstanding of the role of the American judiciary, and the federal courts, even the Supreme Court, tasked with the mighty job of interpreting and protecting the Constitution. It's unclear to me whether this was the hagiography of my middle school civics class or whether I just wasn't paying attention, but it felt like a sleepy part of our Constitution. Today, it's impossible to ignore the importance of the role of the judiciary in interpreting and protecting our rights through the Constitution. And indeed, our theme throughout the day has had an implied basis in this discussion. Now, our panel now is going to go into the same broad topic, but look particularly at originalism as a theory and how it holds up in protecting our rights under the Constitution and a lens through which we can continue to preserve those going forward. Now, before I introduce our panelists, I am obliged to make an announcement about your questions. We value your questions. We especially value them on the Slido app. So if you haven't yet, please go to slido.com, download the app, and enter S23TPS for your questions. You can, of course, go to the microphone, but again, Slido is a great tool. Now, we have two terrific presenters with us today on this panel to lead our discussion. I will introduce them both now and invite them in turn to come to the podium. Our first speaker is Ed Whalen. Ed is the Distinguished Senior Fellow of the Ethics and Public Policy Center and holds the EPPC's Antonin Scalia Chair in Constitutional Studies. He has written essays and op-eds for many numerous newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Washington Post, a myriad of opinion journals, academic symposia, and law reviews. And if you haven't yet read his blog, I invite you to do so, called Bench Memos on the National Review site. Mr. Whalen is also co-editor of Scalia Speaks, Reflections on Law, Faith, and Life Well Lived, a second book on faith, Lessons from an American Believer, and a third, The Essential Scalia, on the Constitution, the Courts, and the Rule of Law. From 2001 to 2004, he was the Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Legal Counsel in the United States Department of Justice. Mr. Whalen previously served on Capitol Hill as General Counsel to the U.S. Senate Committee on the Judiciary. He clerked for Justice Scalia and was also a law clerk to Judge J. Clifford Wallace of the United States Court of Appeal in the Ninth Circuit. In 1981, Mr. Whalen graduated with honors from Harvard College and later received his J.D. from Harvard Law. Our second speaker will be Jesse Merriam. He's an associate professor at Patrick Henry College, where he's is the pre-law advisor and teaches courses in constitutional law, legal philosophy, and formal logic. He has published over a dozen academic articles in top law review and peer review journals covering such diverse topics as legal conservatism, the rule of law, church-state relations, and the theory and practice of originalist constitutional interpretation. Dr. Merriam also has published over 20 online articles appearing in such places as Law and Liberty, The American Mind, National Review Online, The American Conservative, American Greatness, and Claremont Review of Books. In 2019 and 20, Dr. Merriam was selected to be the visiting fellow in American political thought at the Heritage Foundation's B. Kenneth Simon Center for Principles and Politics. He is currently a research fellow at the Claremont Institute Center for the American Way of Life. Dr. Merriam has a PhD from the Johns Hopkins University in political science and an MA from Johns Hopkins in philosophy. As a fellow Hopkins guy, go Blue Jays. A JD from George Washington Law and a BA from Wesleyan University. Please join me in welcoming our speakers, and Ed, the floor is yours.